Well, we're back for break. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking, and we're glad you're with us. Let's introduce our guest, Ron Carey. He played at Hermitage High School before joining George Welch's program back in 1985. At UVA, Ron played defensive tackle alongside Joe Hall and ultimately became a track captain on the great 1990 team that won 7 games in a row and reached number 1 in the polls and earned a berth in the Sugar Bowl. Today, he leads the targeted solutions team at the Times-Dispatch. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks, guys. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
Hey, Ron, this is Jim Hobgood. Somebody in my office handed me a note before I left this afternoon. Ron Carey, Jamie Sharper, Fontel Mines, Jameel Sewell, Jeffrey Fitzgerald. A lot of Hermitage High School guys have gone to Virginia. Hopefully that pipeline will continue. But from a defensive standpoint, certainly at Chapel Hill, the UVA defense played very well. They seem to be improving with each game as the season progresses. As a matter of fact, I think they're like number 31 in the nation defensively now, according to the statistics. When you played for George Welch, what did he stress to make the Virginia defense successful?
Yeah, and you know, it is good to see the Virginia defense continue to make a lot of progress. George continued to emphasize at that point with Phil Almasian, who was one of our defensive coordinators, and Danny Wilmer, but just the intensity in terms of upfield, consistently putting the pressure on the quarterback, and really trying to play defense on their side of the ball versus letting them penetrate and getting back to our linebackers. And so we really tried to play a pretty aggressive defense.
Ron, what must UVA do this week to build on the big win down at Chapel Hill? What, going back in your memory banks and thinking about your years playing for the Hoos, what do they have to do to get revved up for Indiana?
Well, you know, I think the first thing, and I have not had a chance to see Indiana this year, but I think first and foremost, the fact that they can go to practice this week or even go watch films on Sunday after the success that they had last week puts you in a completely different frame of mind versus the first 3 games of the season. And so that's fantastic. But the things that they're going to have to do this week, I think, are, one, you know, not turn the ball over. You know, continue to take care of that, make sure they execute, and I think the defense is going to have to, you know, bring the same level of intensity that they brought last week, and make Indiana play their game. A lot of 3-and-out. They can't be on the field a lot of long series, as I think any of us know who've been there. You know, you start getting to, you know, too many plays in a row starts to affect your defensive effort.
Ron, an article in the Times-Dispatch today by Michael Phillips about the freshmen and who's played and who hasn't, from a standpoint of one who was a tri-captain. What, as the captains and the leaders of the team, what can they do to help the freshman players adjust to playing at this level?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing is you know, making sure that they understand what they've got to take care of in the classroom first, and then making sure that they, you know, they help them gel with the team and try and figure out how can they make a real contribution. But you know, it really does get done on the practice field, and you know, it's great to be there on game day and all of the rest. But if you haven't put the effort in and you don't understand how to study the film and understand what the opposition is going to do, then you're going to be at a loss going into the game. But again, I think watching the film and from the freshman's point of view, quite often they're the ones on the practice squad, and so given the guys who are going to start on Saturdays as good a look as possible of what the other team might throw at them, that's how they can really add value at this point, you know, since most likely they're not a starter.
Ron, I want to go down memory lane real quickly. What was your favorite moment as a UVA football player?
You know, there are several that stand out. I think you know, the most significant one. The most significant one for me is probably the fact going into the Clemson game when we had lost, I think it was 28 in a row to Clemson, 28 games in a row to Clemson, to beat them. I think it was 20-7 in Charlottesville. Getting goosebumps right now talking about it, but 20-7 in Charlottesville, and to be on the field when the fans took the field and tore down the goalpost just stands out as my most outstanding memory. I mean, that was just incredible.
Ron, just going to finish up real quick here. I know you're working for the Times-Dispatch. Just tell our listeners what you're doing for the newspaper at this stage.
Well, proud to be part of Tom Silvestri's team. We're focusing on, my group is focusing on trying to develop new products, new lines of revenue for the business that stretch outside of the core newspaper. And so we've focused on efforts like getting ourselves focused more on digital in terms of getting some of the products that we sell, the TD and others, up on digital formats. We've gotten ourselves up on the Amazon Kindle device, which is an e-reader. You know, we focused on trying to deliver some demographic profiling tools to customers. And so it's really trying to help the business stretch in new areas.
Well, Ron, we wish you the very best of luck, as well as the Times-Dispatch. We thank you for joining us tonight and giving some insights to our listeners and fans. We will definitely stay in touch and look forward to having you back.
Thank you, guys, and best of luck to you as well on the show. And go Hoos.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care.
We're going to head for our second break here, and we're looking forward to having orthopedic sports surgeon Jody Smith and sports writer Michael Phillips joining us on the other side. If you still have calls, please call 345-0910. We'll try to filter them into those interviews. Thank you.